VOA Afrique, la radio de tout le monde. Hello and welcome to lesson number 82 of English USA. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 82 d'English USA. Aujourd'hui, Martin est chez le dentiste pour se faire soigner les dents. Today, Martin is at the dentist. Au cours de cette leçon, vous allez apprendre à décrire une action en cours. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Aujourd'hui, vous allez apprendre à décrire une action qui se déroule. Martin se fait soigner les dents. Il a confiance à son dentiste et n'a pas trop peur. Martin trusts his dentist. Martin a confiance à son dentiste. Martin trusts his dentist and is not too scared. Il n'a pas trop peur. Vous savez, il faut aussi posséder les qualités personnelles pour devenir un bon dentiste. Martin décrit ses symptômes et l'endroit exact de la dent qui lui fait mal. It's on the right side. C'est la dent qui se trouve à droite. It's on the right side. Le dentiste est très prudent. Does that hurt? Does that hurt? Lorsqu'il est en train de frapper la dent. Cela vous fait mal? Does that hurt? Écoutons leur conversation avant que le dentiste commence son travail.
How are you, Martin?
Fine, I think.
Any problems with your teeth?
I think I have a problem with one.
Tell me which one.
It's on the right side, all the way back.
Is it an upper or lower tooth?
The lower right side.
Let's take a look. Open your mouth.
What are you doing?
Sorry, I dropped the mirror.
Isn't that bad luck?
Not for a dentist. Open up. I'm looking at that tooth. Is it this one?
Yes.
Okay. I'm tapping on the side. Does that hurt?
No. Now what are you doing?
I'm just looking.
Can you see anything wrong?
The filling is cracked.
Cracked? That's bad, isn't it?
It's not good. I'll have to fill it. But first I have to take out the old filling. Do you want something to stop the pain?
Of course.
All right, I'm ready. Open your mouth wide.
What is that?
I'm giving you something to stop the pain.
Okay, just a minute. I'm getting ready.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Go ahead.
It won't hurt. I'm putting something on first. Then I'm going to put the needle in. Here goes. Now, that didn't hurt, did it?
No, not at all.
I'm going to wait a few minutes. Would you like something to read?
Yes, please.
I'm drilling out the old filling now. Just a little more. Can you feel that?
Uh-uh.
I'm washing it out now. There, that looks good. You can relax now.
You're not finished, are you?
I'm finished with the drilling. Unless I find something else, I haven't checked everything. First, I'm going to fill this tooth. Relax a minute.
How long have you been a dentist, Dr. Jensen?
About 6 years. I was working in Southern Maryland before I moved to Baltimore. I joined Dr. Cohen here about a year ago.
Is Dr. Cohen going to retire?
Yes, but not soon. In a few years. He doesn't want to work so hard.
That's nice for both of you.
Yes, it is. Okay, I think we're ready.
Pour décrire une action en cours, on utilise le présent du verbe être ou to be, du verbe to be, accompagné du verbe qui décrit l'action. Par exemple, I'm giving you a shot. Je vous fais une piqûre. I am giving you a shot. Ou bien, I am pressing on your jaw. J'appuie sur votre mâchoire. I am pressing on your jaw. Ou bien encore, I'm touching your tooth. Je touche votre dent. I am touching your tooth. Voici quelques phrases qui vous serviront comme exemple.
Looking. I'm looking at that tooth. Tapping. I'm tapping on the side. Looking. I'm just looking. Giving. I'm giving you something to kill the pain. Putting. I'm putting something on first.
Et vous, que faites-vous régulièrement au travail dans la journée, pendant l'après-midi? Une fois par semaine, vous écoutez les leçons d'English USA. You are listening to lesson number 82 of English USA right now, à l'instant même. Que faites-vous d'autre régulièrement? Martin va vous poser des questions au sujet d'une action qui se passe soit dans un endroit, soit une période spécifique. Essayez de répondre à ces questions. Je vais vous donner un exemple. Par exemple, il vous demandera « What are you doing on Sunday? » Que faites-vous dimanche? Pensez-y. Il se peut que vous allez à l'église, par exemple. Et vous répondrez de cette façon « I'm going to church on Sunday. » Je vais à l'église dimanche. Essayez de répondre aux autres questions.
What are you doing on Sunday? What are you doing in the city? What are you doing in the morning? What are you doing outdoors?
Now, that wasn't too bad, was it?
Not bad.
But we aren't finished. Just relax.
Exerçons-nous avec un peu de vocabulaire. Essayons d'utiliser ces verbes que l'on a entendus au présent avec des expressions que vous avez déjà entendu ici avec Martin Lerner chez son dentiste. Voyons le verbe to fill, rempli, dans le cas de remplir un plombage. Filling, un plombage. Le dentiste dit The filling is cracked. I'm going to fix your filling. Je vais réparer votre plombage. To give, donner. Le verbe en exemple, I'm giving you something to stop the pain. Je vous donne quelque chose pour arrêter la douleur ou contrôler la douleur. I'm giving you something to stop the pain. I'm going to fill this tooth. Je vais faire un plombage à cette dent. I'm going to fill this tooth. To tap, frapper légèrement. I am tapping on the tooth. I am tapping on the tooth. Je frappe légèrement la dent. Take care. Elle demande, la dentiste ou le dentiste, lui demande, « Do you take care of your teeth? » Est-ce que vous prenez bien soin de vos dents? « Do you take care of your teeth? » Relax. Elle demande à Martin de se détendre. Elle dit, « Relax. » Détendez-vous. Quand elle commence à regarder les dents de Martin, elle dit, Let me check your teeth. I am checking your teeth. J'examine vos dents. I am checking your teeth. Ensuite, to wash, laver, ou rincer dans ce cas-là. I am washing out, to wash out, rincer. I am washing out your filling. I am washing out your filling. Adjectif, cracked, cassé. Your filling is cracked. That was part one of lesson number 82 of English USA. Vous venez d'entendre la première partie de la leçon numéro 82 d'English USA. In a few minutes, we'll be back for part two. Pourquoi certaines personnes ont peur d'aller chez le dentiste ou chez le médecin? Why are some people scared to go to the dentist or to the doctor? Vous ne faites certainement pas partie de cette catégorie. Dans la deuxième partie de cette leçon, c'est vous qui décrirez une action en cours. We'll be right back, so stay with us. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Welcome back to part 2 of lesson number 82 of English USA. Martin se trouve chez le dentiste. Martin is at the dentist. Pour se faire soigner les dents. Il a déjà expliqué son problème et le dentiste a commencé à travailler sur ses dents. Au cours de cette visite, vous continuerez d'apprendre à décrire une action en cours. Are you taking good care of your teeth? Est-ce que vous prenez bien soin de vos dents? Lui demande le dentiste. Are you taking good care of your teeth? Take care. To take care, c'est prendre soin. I am cleaning your teeth. Je nettoie vos dents. I am cleaning your teeth. I am looking at your other teeth now. Je regarde vos autres dents à présent. I am looking at your other teeth now. Écoutez le reste de leur conversation.
I'm looking at your other teeth now. So far, I don't see anything wrong. Wait a minute.
Now what? What are you doing? Are you drilling?
No, no. I'm just checking. I'm cleaning this tooth. It might be bad.
Bad? What are you saying?
I'm saying it doesn't look good. This tooth might need some work.
What's wrong with it?
Are you taking good care of your teeth?
I think so. I brushed them carefully.
I don't know. This doesn't look very good. Can you feel that?
No, I can't.
I think the tooth is dead. You can't feel that?
Uh-uh.
I'm tapping that tooth and you can't feel anything. I may have to take that tooth out.
Oh, no.
Let's ask Dr. Cohen to take a look at it. Let's see what he says. Can you wait a minute?
Yes, I'm in no hurry.
I'll come right back. Just relax.
Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Dr. Cohen.
Let's take a look at that tooth. What's the problem?
He's not feeling anything in the tooth. I already filled the tooth on the other side.
Did you give him something to stop the pain?
Yes, he wanted it.
Martin, can you feel this?
No, I can't feel anything.
You gave him something for the pain. That's why he can't feel anything. You'll have to wait until next time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you for your help, Dr. Cohen.
You're welcome. It was nice to see you, Martin. How's your family?
They're fine, thanks.
See you next time. Goodbye.
I'm so sorry about that. I'll just finish what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
I'm cleaning your teeth.
What is that?
It's a tooth cleaner. It's a new kind.
It looks different.
It is. See? I'm mixing two things together. That's what makes it different. Open your mouth, please.
I am opening my mouth.
A little wider, please. I'm trying to reach those back teeth. There, that's fine. Now the other side. I'm just finishing now. Let's take a look. They look nice. Do you want to look?
No, thanks.
Lorsqu'on décrit une action en cours, on n'a pas besoin de la placer dans une période de temps déterminée. C'est une action qui a déjà commencé et qui continue toujours. Lorsque le dentiste travaille sur vos dents, juste avant de commencer, il vous explique bien sûr ce qu'il va faire pour que vous n'ayez pas trop peur. Quand il commence, il dit « I'm cleaning your teeth ». Je nettoie vos dents. Et continue toujours à soigner vos dents. Voici quelques phrases qui vous serviront d'exemple. Par exemple, Martin y demande « Are you drilling ?» Et le dentiste répond « I'm just checking. I'm cleaning this tooth. » Écoutez.
« Are you drilling ?»«
I'm just checking. I'm cleaning this tooth. »«
What are you saying ?»«
I'm saying it doesn't look good. Are you taking good care of your teeth ?»
Comme vous venez d'entendre, l'action continue. On sait que la dentiste a déjà commencé et qu'elle va toujours continuer.
What are you doing? What are you checking? What are you holding? What are you reading? Are you taking care of your teeth?
Okay, we're finished. I'm marking your records for that other bad tooth. Can you come back soon?
May I come next month? I'm traveling a lot this month.
That would be fine. See you then.
That's it for lesson number 82 of English USA. Et voilà, nous sommes à la fin de la leçon numéro 82 d'English USA. How was this visit at the dentist? Comment était cette visite chez le dentiste? J'espère que vous n'avez pas eu trop mal et que vous avez bien appris à décrire une action en cours. I'm saying goodbye. Je vous dis au revoir et à la prochaine. In the meantime, have a great practice and a great week. And try to describe actions that are going on around you. Des actions en cours. Until next time, take care of yourself. Prenez bien soin de vous-même. Goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique.
Musique et infos pour chacun, VOA Afrique.
without money. But right now, you the hell is your money. Let it go, go, let it go.
Su 24, VOA Afrique.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자. 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자. 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자. 그런 반전 있는 여자. 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 옵옵옵옵 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 옵옵옵옵 오빤 강남 스타일 에이 섹시 레이디 옵옵옵옵 오빤 강남 스타일 에이 섹시 레이디 옵옵옵 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 여자 이때다 싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자 그런 감각적인 여자 나는 선어해 점잖아 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 선어해 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선어해 근육보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 선어해 그런 선어해 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 옵옵옵옵 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 옵옵옵옵 오빤 강남 스타일 에이 섹시 레이디 옵옵옵옵 오빤 강남 스타일 에이
나는 놈 그 위에 나는 놈 baby baby 나는 뭘 좀 아는 You know what I'm saying 오빤 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일
VOA Afrique, dites-le à un ami.